The Road to Improvement. From Prague reach us pleasant news that our action is well followed. Particularly the Prague shoe stock rooms announce to us that they are adjusting to our prices. The ironworks are announcing a price reduction of iron by 30 to 100 Czechoslovakian crowns for 1 ton, which is approximately by 30%. Due to this considerable price reduction, consumers will not stop using iron products. It started to be noticeable that people are turning away from using iron, even where it was previously profitably done. Our enterprise also had to start using wood, where iron would have rendered much better service. This was entirely due to the high prices of iron. At the Lotzka farm, for instance, where the water supply pipes are being extended by 1 kilometer, we are using wooden pipes instead of iron ones. We have calculated that although the wooden pipes will last only 10 years, they will cost us half of the amount necessary to pay interest on the loan for iron pipes. And just as the consumer had to renounce the use of iron, or at least to limit its consumption to a minimum, so it happened with other merchandise as well. We do not hear mothers complain that their children have too many shoes or too much clothing, and that they do not know what to do with it. More often, we are witnessing shortages of this merchandise, and it is therefore hard to understand that under such circumstances, people would stop production and fire the workers instead of discussing it with their employees and trying together to supply the customers with products for affordable prices. At present, however, the textile industry is well on the road of serving the interests of the public by competing for the favours of the customers. If we continue on this road, we will soon have abundance in our country. We will not see barefooted children in late autumn months anymore. On the contrary, we will see the workers go to work in automobiles. Right now, only a few industrialists can afford it.